Why does the sun go on shining? Why does the sea rush to shore? Don't they know it's the end of the world? 'Cause you don't love me anymore. Why? Stars glow above. Don't they know it's the end of the world? It ended when I lost your love. I wake up in the morning and I wonder why everything same as it was. I can't understand, no, I can't understand how life goes on the way it does. Why does my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry? Don't they know it's the end of the world? It ended when you said goodbye. Why does my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry? Don't they know it's the end of the world? It ended when you said
up your home and that I stole your man. But that's not really true. I never had it planned. You're giving me the blame, but in your heart you should know he stopped loving you a long time ago. Remember what he had to face when his day would end? Just another party night with you entertaining your friends. You gave them all your attention and he often sat alone, neglected and left out of things in what you called a home. Or even know that he was gone. I listened as he talked to me. He had to tell someone, and he cried tears for you. Now yours have just begun. Well, now you say you love him, but if you really do, then give him this chance at happiness, the happiness he never had with you.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to send us down east to the east coast of Canada with a segment I like to call the Great Atlantic Lullaby. As we send us out to the east coast of Canada and the Maritimes, let's begin with sending out a song to my dear stepfather, Big Daddy Al, for him today. It'll be a Dick Nolan classic titled Aunt Martha's Sheep. Now, he's always kidding about the price of meat at the grocery stores, and this one sums up what they did in this form. Anyway, then we'll follow with another classic from the Newfoundland legend, Joan Morrissey and the Mobile Goat. And we'll wrap up this set with, of course, our dear friend Michael T. Wall from Newfoundland, known as the King of the Newfies, or also the Newfoundland Singer. And it's going to be Michael T. Wall and an all-time favorite of his titled Gasoline. And can you guys believe that gasoline jumped 10 cents overnight this week from 138 or 137 one night? And then in the morning, it was 147? Well, that's crazy. But anyway, here's a song by Michael T. Wall about such things. With that, welcome into the east coast of Canada, and I'd also like to say happy Sunday to our dear friends Peter, Myrna, Trenholm, and Pugwash, Nova Scotia. Welcome in, friends.
Come gather all around me and I'll sing to you a tale about the boys in Carmelville who almost went to jail. It happened on a November's night when all hands was asleep. We crept up over Joe Tulson and we stole him or the chief. Now if you pay attention, I know I'll make a laugh. We never went to steal the sheep, we went to steal the calf. The old cow, she got angry because we woke her from her sleep. We couldn't take any chances, so we had to steal the sheep. Well, we got the woolly animal and dragged her from her pen. She said goodbye to little lamb she'd never see again. She knew that those dark strangers soon would take her life. In less than half an hour, she felt a dreadful night. And Martha, she got angry when she heard about the loss. Said she'd catch the robbers, no matter what the cost. Next morning, just at sunrise, she to the office went. And to the RCMP, a telegram she sent. Well, the Mountie got the message and he started in to read. This is from my Martha telling an awful deed. Last night my sheep was stolen, by whom I cannot tell. I'd like for you to catch them and to drag them back to jail. Well, just a short time later, about 12 o'clock that night, we had the sheep a-cooking and everyone feeling tight. The smell of mutton and onions, no man could ask for more. We chugged along in the minion when the Mountie walked in the door. Said, sorry boys, your party, I really don't want to wreck. I smelled the meat a-cooking and I had to come in and check. You see, the sheep is stolen and the thief is on the loose. So come right in and join us, sir, we're having a piece of moose. Well, he came right in, he sat right down, we gave him a piece of sheep. And this is the finest piece of moose I know as I ever eat. But 2 o'clock in the morning, he bid us all a good day. We gets Nick losing the sheep, sir, we'll phone you right away. Said, thanks a lot, you're darn fine bunch of promise I know you keep. If everyone was as good as you, you wouldn't have lost your sheep. After he left, we had the peace we had in the oven to roast. We might have stole the sheep, boys, but the Mountie ate the most.
Have you heard the story of the Mobile Goat on the grand old southern shore? In the lovely Isle of Newfoundland, where goats don't roam no more. It's about a man named Dylan, whose cursing was of note, and how he was digging for spots one day when he spoke to the Mobile Goat. Now that goat had been stealing, digging his spots for 20 years or more, and every time he saw him, Dylan cursed and raged and swore. He was digging hard in his field this time. The goat was chewing away near a great big 6-foot granite rock. Well, Dylan heard him say, are you digging them, Dylan? Are you digging them deep? Are you piling them, Dylan, in a nice big heap? Oh, I'm digging them, says Dylan, not enough to fill a boat. But I'd be digging them more if it wasn't for you, you rotten, stinking goat. But I'd be digging them more if it wasn't for you, you rotten, stinking goat. Now Dylan got afraid of his life when he knew just what took place. And he said, good Lord, 'tis the devil himself come to snatch me from your grace. Come to take me for my sacrilege and my rotten life of sin. And he ran like mad down the hill to home, and the goat just pitched right in. But they say 'twas the priest just passing by when he heard old Dylan curse on the goat and the spuds and the Lord above for making all things worse. Just to hush the roars at heavens above, he thought he'd bid good day. And as he passed the garden fence, the good priest he did say, are you digging them, Dylan? Are you digging them deep? Are you piling them, Dylan, in a nice big heap? Oh, I'm digging them, says Dylan, got enough to fill me both. But I'd be digging them more if it wasn't for you, you rotten, stinking goat. I'd be digging them more if it wasn't for you, you rotten, stinking goat. You could never tell Dylan to the priest who spoke to stop his cursing spree. Passing quietly behind that rock so Dylan couldn't see. And to this day in Mobile, on that grand old southern shore, there's a thousand who believe the goat spoke out when Dylan swore. Are you digging them, Dylan? Are you digging them deep? Are you piling them, Dylan, in a nice big heap? Oh, I'm digging them, says Dylan, got enough to fill me both. But I'd be digging them more if it wasn't for you, you rotten, stinking goat. But I'd be digging them more if it wasn't for you, you rotten, stinking goat.
Gasoline, gasoline, prices that I ever seen. What on earth is going on with gasoline? Oh, gasoline, filled up my tank the other night. Watched that meter just spin out of sight. Don't I wish they'd lower the price of gasoline? Oh, gasoline. She spends a lot of time in my backyard. I can't afford to drive her far on gasoline, gasoline. Gasoline, gasoline, highest prices that I ever seen. Aren't we tired of getting ream by gasoline, oh gasoline? Up again, sir. What? Almost empty again. Think I'll just buy me a pony with plenty of horsepower. Yeah, that's what I'll do. Just feed us some oats and hay. Giddy up there, Chip. Tie your silver away.
Friends, it's Peter Trenum from way down here in Nova Scotia. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC 101.9 FM.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
guess.
Well now, friends, once again it's that time in the program, of course, to pay tribute to the bluegrass legends of bygone days of bluegrass. With that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute also to the fall time of year, as yesterday and today is the first weekend of fall. With that mentioned, we're going begin with the high lonesome sound of the father of bluegrass, Bill Monroe, and when the golden leaves begin to fall. Then we remember Mack Wiseman, the voice with a heart, none other than Mack Wiseman, a dear man of bluegrass music, and when the work's all done this fall. And then we'll hear from the queen of the Appalachian Mountains of West Virginia, Miss Wilma Lee Cooper and her husband, Stoney Cooper, and an all-time favorite titled Each Season Changes You. With that, I would like to welcome you all to the Wayback Country Jamboree and say this is our bluegrass offering for this Sunday. Welcome in, friends. And also, by the way, I'd like to say hello to our dear friend who loves bluegrass out there in Toronto, Hank, and we just got his letter the other day at the post office. So I want to thank him for writing once again, and there'll be a return letter coming to you, Hank, pretty soon with a Thanksgiving card. So with that, here's our tribute to the bluegrass sounds of the fall. Welcome in, friends.
Jolly cowboys discussing plans at ease. Said one, I'll tell you something, boys, if you will listen, please. I'm an old cow puncher, and here I'm dressed in rags. I used to be a tough one and go on great big jags. But I've got a home, boys, a good one, you all know. Although I haven't seen it since long, long ago. I'm going back to Dixie once more to see them all. I'm going to see my mother when the work's all done this fall. After the roundup's over, after the shipping's done,
I'm going straight home, boys, there all my money's gone. I have changed my ways, boys, no more will I fall. And I am going home, boys, when the work's all done this fall. When I left my home, boys, my mother for me cried. She begged me not to go, boys, for me she would have died. My mother's heart is breaking, breaking for me, that's all. And with God's help, I'll see her when the work's all done this fall. That very night, this cowboy went out to stand his guard. The night was dark and cloudy and storming very hard. The cattle herd got frightened and rushed in wild stampede. The cowboy tried to turn them, riding at full speed. While riding in the darkness, so loudly did he shout. Trying hard to turn them, turn the herd about. His saddle horse did stumble and on him it did fall. Now he won't see his mother when the work's all done this fall.
Like the weather, your heart changes with the sea.
My home in Tennessee.
Hello, friends. This is Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers. You're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock, here on the Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC 101.9 FM.
They claim to me my Smoky Mountain memory.
Well, now, friends, I would like to salute and remember the 20th anniversary of the sad passing of Roy Drusky, who sadly passed away September 23, 2004. Roy Drusky was also born June 22, 1930 in Atlanta, Georgia. Sadly passed away, as mentioned, September 23, 2004 at the age of 74. That was 20 years ago tomorrow. And we're going to pay tribute to the friendliest man in country music history with three of his classics right now. And these are My my picks of the week, none other than Jody and the Kid. Then we'll follow with Three Hearts and a Tango. And there was a song I really enjoyed of Roy Drusky's titled Pick of the Week. And of course, this being the Pick of the Week, it's going to be that song, of course, Pick of the Week. So with that, I'd like to remember the legendary man who we all loved in country music, who sadly passed away 20 years ago tomorrow at the age of 74, Roy Drusky. Welcome and friends, now here's Roy.
She would meet me in the morning on my way down to the river, waiting patient by the china berry tree. With her feet already dusty from the pathway to the levee, and her little blue jeans rolled up to her knees. And I'd pay her no attention as she tagged along beside me, trying hard to copy everything I did. But I couldn't keep from smiling when I'd hear somebody say it, "Look yonder, there goes Jody and the Kid." Even after we grew older, we could still be seen together as we walked along the levee holding hands. For as surely as the seasons, she was changing to a woman, and I'd lived enough to call myself a man. She would often lay beside me in the stillness of the evening, till the morning sun was shining on my bed. And at times when she was sleeping, I would smile when I'd remember how they used to call us Jody and the Kid. Now the world's a little older, and the years have changed the rivers, 'cause there's houses where they didn't used to be. And on Sundays I go walking down the pathway to the levee with another little girl who follows me. And it makes the old folks smile to see her tag along beside me, doing little things the way her mama did. But it gets a little lonesome when I hear somebody say, "Look yonder, there goes Jody and the Kid." That I should choose. then the other heart would break. But if I leave them both, then I'd suffer. Which heart will pay for my mistake? Make your ego high, and I was just your pick of the week. For you could see that I would be the perfect clue to wrap around your finger nice and neat, and there would be no end what I take from you. So I was just your pick of the week. A heart that you can break is all you're looking for. One that you can trample at your feet. Even after breaking mine, I know there'll still be more. I was just your pick of the week. Or you could see that I would be the perfect glue to wrap around your finger nice and neat, and there would be no end to what I take from you. So I was just your pick of the week. Yes, I was just your pick of the week.
Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys with Johnny Whitlock right here on the FRC Radio on Way Back Country. Thank you, Johnny, for keeping country music alive.
I'm already pretty lonesome and my tires ain't even swung off all the clay.
Yes, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to the third and final part of this interview with Mark Allen Cash, the son of the legendary and always great Tommy Cash, who sadly passed last weekend on the September 13th. And with that, it's going to be Mark Allen Cash, the son of Tommy Cash, in this, the third and final part of this interview with him for 2021. Now, I do hope y'all enjoyed this, and now following this all-time classic interview from the Blast from the Past, we're going to hear an all-time favorite titled Man in Black, but it's going to be Tommy Cash's version of this song that his brother Johnny Cash made so famous. So with that, here once again is the voice of Mark Allen Cash and a little bit younger Johnny Whitlock. Welcome in, friends. Now here's Mark.
Your uncle passed away in September 2003, your aunt in May. Some say it was the perfect way to go, 4 months apart. What is your opinion on this?
Well, you know, who would have ever thought that Aunt June would have gone first?
Exactly.
You know?
Yes.
everybody just assumed that Uncle Johnny would go away before, and because, you know, I told him one time, I said, Uncle Johnny, you're too mean to die. I said, you're going to be an old, old man when you pass away. And he said, Mark, was that, he laughed, and he said, that's just not true. He said, I've abused myself, son. And he said, when you abuse yourself and you don't eat and sleep right and take care of yourself, you don't last as long as you should.
I see.
And so, of course, he passed away at 71.
Yes.
But, you know, when he passed away, he told us in the family, but when June passed away in May, book three, he told us that he would be okay. And he told us that he was just going to record his music, but we knew better.
Mm-hmm.
We knew, my dad told me, he said, son, he won't last 6 months. And he didn't. He lasted four.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was absolutely heartbroken and devastated when she passed.
He sure was.
I've never seen somebody with a broken heart as he had.
And if I may say, Mark, I think he died of a broken heart.
Yeah, you would be very correct if you said that, and you just did, and I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
You can die from a broken heart.
You sure can. Yeah.
And he did. And, you know, Cindy, his daughter, Cindy, my cousin, she told me that after June passed that a couple of times he wanted to go to the cemetery to see her. And she said, you know, Mark, it was heartbreaking because he would sit in his wheelchair or sit in they have a sitting area at the gravesite. And he would sit there and he would tell June, I'm coming. You know, I'll be there soon. You know, and it was just, she said, Mark, it was heartbreaking. You know,
to see
him in such a, so much pain you know. So it doesn't matter if you're 6'6" and weigh 285 pounds.
That's right.
Your heart, you know, you
a thing called love. Exactly.
You know? Exactly. Yes, sir.
Yes.
So you know what you're talking about.
Yes, I try.
You've done your research. You sure have.
Yeah. Well, my middle name is John, and I added the NY because of your uncle. So yes.
Fantastic. Well, that's great.
Yeah. Yes. So what is your opinion on the Johnny Cash Museum in Nashville?
Well, I think it is a fantastic place, and not because it is my family, but Bill Miller has done a fantastic job. You know, he went to Uncle Johnny and asked him if he could have that museum. And Uncle Johnny said, well, you know, Bill, he said, nobody's going to really want to see a shirt or a pair of shoes or something of mine, you know, after I'm gone. And Bill Miller said, I beg to differ. And so Uncle Johnny said, yes, you have my permission. And so Bill had collected things throughout the years and that Uncle Johnny had given him personally.
I see.
And so everything that Bill has is authentic. I mean, it's the real deal. And, you know, Bill has done a great job. And I think it's a classy place. I think that people really are just, if they can't believe, you know, how wonderful it is when they go through it and see it. And he's done a fine job, and I'm proud of it, you know.
Okay, sure. And so coming up on our last two questions for today, what is being the nephew of such a legendary public figure as Johnny Cash meant to you over the years?
Well, you know, I'm very proud of I don't brag and I don't boast, and some people meet me and don't even know who I am until later, and that's the fine. You know, I tell people, you know, Uncle Johnny and my dad and others, Roseanne and some others in my family have done well in the music business, and I'm proud of them. But, you know, it's important to be humble, and so I'm proud of their, you know, people. It's amazing to me how popular Johnny Cash is today.
Exactly, that's for sure.
You know, kids, you know, people come to me and they've named their children Cash.
Yes.
And their dog,
And right. And, you know, it's just, it's super, super uplifting that my uncle meant that much to so many people.
Exactly.
You know, and they actually felt family with him. They felt that, you know, they, you know, had even the right to maybe even sit and eat dinner with him, you know, because mm-hmm. they just knew that about him. And I think it's wonderful. And I as I said, I don't brag and I don't boast, but I sure am proud of them. You know, I really am proud of everything they've had accomplished in this life, and especially in the music business.
Okay, so it was never down thought of because of you being Johnny Cash's nephew. You never had to live in a shadow sort of thing then.
Right, no. I never allowed that. But you know, I've been in the music business, of course, all my life.
Yes.
And, you know, I might have gotten a little further if I would have, you know, used some things.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not want to, you know. I wanted to use my God-given talent to do my thing, and that's what I try to do.
Exactly.
I tell people, you know, people come to me and they say, I want to touch you. You're a celebrity. May I touch you? And I'll say, no, you can. But, of course, my uncle and dad, they're yes. celebrities. I'm not.
Yes. Well, I'm a third-generation radio host, so I know exactly what you mean, Mark. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I do get to meet wonderful people like your audience, and I do get to meet people like yourself, you know,
okay.
And it makes it all worth the while. But I really appreciate you having me on today.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and I want to thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you so much, and, you know, just nothing but good success to you, my friend.
Well, thank you.
God bless you, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, you wonder why he always dressed in black, why he never wore bright colors on his back, and why did his appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that he had on. He wore the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. He wore it for the prisoner who had long paid for his crime, but he's there because he's a victim of the times. He wore the black for those who never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you'd think he's talking straight to you and me. Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. He wore it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trips left them cold. He wore the black in mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose so many fine young men. He wore it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. He wore it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. There's things that never will be right, I know, and things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see him wear a suit of white. He'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But he tried to carry off a little darkness on his back. Till things were brighter, he's the man in black.
Gotta keep those cards and letters coming in, honey. Say you love me time and time again, honey.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Have you ever had a comment or suggestion or request for this program that you listen to every weekend on Sundays from 8 to 11? Well, have you ever wondered how to contact your host, Johnny Woodlock, or co-hostess, Simbush the Wonder Husky? Well, we're inviting y'all to write us here at the ranch. By snail mail, just send your letters care of Woodlock Ranch Studios and care of Mr. Johnny Woodlock, P.O. Box 21-007, that's 21007, Cornwall, Ontario, K6H7H8, Canada, or by email at waybackcountry@cfrc.ca, and we'll be sure to write y'all back. In the meantime, we'll be waiting for your letters by the mailbox, so send those letters on in. Now, back to the show.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
Well, now, friends, before we say so long for this morning, I would like to pay tribute to the segment I like to call the Wayback Tune of the Week. And as we do this, let's pay tribute to none other than Tommy Cash once again. And he's going to be doing a duet with none other than the brother of Waylon Jennings, Tommy Jennings. They're going to be doing a classic here where they're poking fun at their brothers, both Waylon and Johnny. But just a little inside information is that Tommy Cash was not always that fond of his brother's career in country music, having to live in the shadow of his brother. Anyway, that's besides the point, but this song shows a little bit on the parody his brother's fame. So with that, here is an all-time classic titled My Mother's Other Son. Here is the tune of the week.
Sung inside the walls of Folsom Prison. If I did, they'd probably give me 1 to 5. I've never met a boy named Sue, and I hope I never do. And there ain't no woman gonna make me walk the line.
I never sing a song with Willie. I never met a good-hearted woman to this day. A mugger robbed me blind in my car was parked one night, and I don't care if I ain't done it that way.
But I'm proud to be the brother of my mother's other son, and I'm happy for the fame that's come his way. We don't share a spotlight, but we share my mama's dreams. So look out now, this mother's son is gonna have his day.
Find me coming down on Sunday morning. I don't drive a funny looking Cadillac. And you'll never hear me say, my best friend is a train. And heaven knows I look like hell in black.
My baby's growing up to be a cowboy. And for the woman I love, there are no rainy days. I may not sound too wise, but what the hell's a word of surprise? And looking back could be somewhere out in space.
But I'm proud to be the brother of my mother's other son. And I'm happy for the fame that's come his way. We don't share a spotlight, but we share my mama's dreams. So look out now, this mother's son is gonna have his day.
We don't share a spotlight, but we share my mama's dreams.
So look out now, this mother's son is gonna have his day.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show for this Sunday morning. As we pay tribute one last time to Tommy Cash, who sadly passed away on the 13th of September, we'd like to send you all home with a couple of classics by the brothers Johnny and Tommy Cash. First of all, it's going to be Tommy Cash himself, I Had a Talk with a Man, and then following that, it's going to be Johnny Cash and his all-time classic, Supper Time. And if there's enough time left over, we will hear an all-time Alpine classic titled Will the Circle Be Unbroken by the original Carter family. Now, the circle never was broken, and mostly all the caches are all up there in heaven with a reunion that we can only dream of one day being part of. So with that, we're going to send us all home with those two classics and then see if we have enough time for the original Carter family. And also, I'd like to just mention that Tommy Cash, in my opinion, was one of the better singers of the brothers and sisters and also children of a country music icon. Even though he always had to live in his shadow of his brother, Johnny Cash, he did have an amazing career of his own for several years. Now, Tommy sadly passed away at the age of 84 last Friday, September the 13th, and so, as we say so long to Tommy and also his career in country music, may his life and his music live forever on with those that call him our hero. Now, I would also like to just remind y'all that next weekend we will be repeating the Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame, and so I do hope to see y'all out at the Hall of Fame ceremonies on the 29th of September at 3 o'clock. That is Nepean, Ontario, at the Center Point by Meridian Theatre. And so, in the meantime, let's send us all home with, yes, Tommy Cash, Johnny Cash, and the original Carters. May God bless each and every one of you till we meet again. So long, friends, and have a blessed week. See you out at Center Point Theater.
I've been playing this guitar all of my life, trying to make a living for my family and wife, but everything's gonna be all right. I had a talk with the man last night. Well, it was just another small town bar, and I don't think anybody even noticed when I packed up and put away my guitar. I got in my car and I started that long, lonesome drive to the next town. I've been trying to make the big time now for so long. I think I've got talent, but I must be doing something wrong. All my friends say there's people on top that can't sing half as good as me. Then all of a sudden that old car just seemed to come alive, and I heard a strange voice that I didn't recognize. Then somebody reached over and turned the radio way down low, and the voice said, "Boy, I'll tell you what you're doing wrong. I gave you the talent to sing, and you've never sung one of my songs. Some of my best friends are country music stars. They've worked hard, and I'm glad to see them where they are."
What a beautiful thought I am thinking.
Thank you, Roy, for remembering. Hank remembered to sing.
I saw the light,
and dreadfully touched their hearts
with peace in the valley.
And Tom teased me, and Jesus sure was right. Well, I finally realized what I was doing wrong there in the darkness just before dawn. But everything's gonna be all right, 'cause I had a talk with the man last night.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, fly away to a home on God's celestial shore.
Ago in days of childhood, I used to play till evening time would come. Still winding down that old familiar pathway, I hear my mother call at setting sun. come home, come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home, it's supper time. We're going home at last. Some of the fondest memories of my childhood are woven around supper time, when mother used to call from the back steps of the old home place, "Come on home now, son, it's supper time." My, how I'd love to hear that once again. But you know, time has woven for me a realization of a truth that's even more thrilling, that someday we'll be called together around the great supper table up there for the greatest supper time of them all with our Lord. I can almost hear the call now coming from the portals of heaven. Come home, son, it's supper time. Come on home. Come home, come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen so fast. Come home, it's supper time. We're going home at last.
I was standing by the window on one cold and cloudy day.
Bitter.
another day gone by, with good friends all around me. Oh, how the time do fly.
Hello, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this here is your old host with the most country west music, Johnny Woodlock. Reporting for the Wayback Country Jamboree, a division of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. The views and opinions during the show do not reflect those of the CFRC Airwaves or CFRC Station. With that, I hope y'all have a wonderful day, and may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again.
Yes, I know we'll meet again. Another place, another time.